Chapter 1. This fucking internship was killing him. It wasn't that he didn't like popcorn. It was movie food, something to chew on. Everyone got the munchies now and then, and popcorn met the need. It was low in calories and could be made to last until the munchies ended. The problem was that it was the only thing close to nourishment in the goddamn house, aside from a few ramen packets. It was embarrassing. Still, it was better than nothing at all. The apartment was provided by the company, which meant it was free. Unfortunately, the downside was that it was miles away from anything. The nearest shopping mall was a 10-minute drive away. While he did drive a company car, they didn't compensate him for the gas, so that had to be frugally managed. At this point, he couldn't afford the drive to buy food. Being a genius was a pain sometimes, as it meant his brain never turned off. Even the mindless eating meant hours of mental debate and anxiety about his financial situation, and whether or not it was easier to make do with whatever he had. But he would stop at the store tomorrow and get, well, his heart and stomach said steak, but again, his wallet said something along the lines of mac and cheese. Of course, Salinger Jacobs, who'd obtained his BS by the time he was 18 and then a master's in bioengineering, could simply get with the program. He could bow down and kiss the ass of some PhD out there, be a grad assistant, and run errands. Maybe someday they might accept his already written dissertation and give him a PhD of his own. But who had the time for that bullshit? He was more or less content to pay his dues as an intern in one of the most prestigious bio labs on the East Coast. Someday soon, someone would see past the mess of his work area and finally decide to give him a chance. In the meantime, he'd have to accept endless ramen noodles was all he could afford, and continue his irrelevant complaints. At least the place had a 40-inch flat-screen TV to distract him from the mediocre feast. It wasn't anything to write home about, but it did keep him occupied. The TV ran a news report about an experiment gone rogue. He had seen a couple of papers published on it. What was believed to be an alien vessel had been located at the borders of the solar system about 5 years before, the cute blonde reporter said, as a 3D rendition of the event displayed on screen. Sal remembered it clearly. It was hard to forget, since it seemed that nothing else had been discussed for the next 6 months or so. He understood the fuss. The discovery of alien life was considered the breakthrough of human history, even if humans weren't actually responsible for it themselves. Either way, the vessel had orbited Jupiter for 3.5 days, launched something at the Earth, and simply disappeared. Predictably, massive upheaval resulted. Many of the world leaders ranted about how this was a declaration of war from an alien species, and people ran around like it was the end of the world. NASA intervened and told everyone to get their collective shit together. They then worked with the various space agencies to launch an interception shuttle. The alien object entered Earth's gravity about a week later and was intercepted and brought down after scientists ascertained that it had taken some damage in a collision with a meteor or space debris. If this was the alien's way of declaring war, he'd thought at the time, it was a pathetically weak statement. Either way, tests had been run on it while it was still in space to ensure it was safe to return with it. Thereafter, it had been sent to isolated labs for further study. He remembered that, too, since he had been probed by the State Department for a minor position on the project. He had almost finished his master's at the time. Nothing came of that, but Sal had still kept an ear out for any news of the project. Probed. He chuckled at the irony of his word choice.